Welcome to the broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Apostle Anthony J. Patterson is the Bishop and General Overseer. This is the church that is called by the name of God, the church that walks in God's perfect law, and we follow the faith that was delivered to saints. Write to Bishop Patterson at Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America. Visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org or dial area code 610-583-2400. We invite you to contact us for information or questions you may have concerning salvation and the apostolic faith. Let us know how the broadcast reception is in your area. Email us at info@theapostolicfaith.org.
Calendar of events for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. The Texas State Convention, February 22nd through the 26th, 2018, at 3700 Carl Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. The 65th National Women's Conference, March 25th through April 1st, 2018, at 1534 North Davis Street, Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. The 64th National Men's Conference, May 24th through the 27th, 2018, at 1534 North Davis Street, Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. The 69th National Youth Conference, July 8th through the 15th, 2018, at 3700 Carl Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. The 83rd National Convention, August 23rd through September 3rd, 2018. The location will be announced. The schedule is subject to change as led by the Spirit and the direction of Apostle Patterson.
Yeah. By the anointed one that had lost most of his internal organs. Hallelujah to God. He can tell you. He came in front of you and you didn't know. But he just started singing a song. Jesus been keeping me alive. Doctor told me he's gonna die. But that doctor died before he did.
Jesus made me and is keeping me alive. I praise and I thank God for the words of truth. Because it is indeed the words of truth that is keeping us alive today. If it wasn't for the truth of God's word, none of us will be here today. Amen. We would be like other men, having the way of all flesh and not paying any attention to God. But we want to thank God for how his word came down from heaven. And it found us, but it made a change in us. Amen. And we are praising and thanking God today for those souls that he gave the gospel to, yes, that did not hold back anything. Amen. They didn't preach one lie to the church, but they told the church that there was one God, and Jesus Christ was he. Right. And we want to thank God forever that Israel believed in one God, and amen, us as spiritual Israel still believe, amen, that there is but one God. Amen. We now know the name that has the power to give us the remission of sin when they put us in the water. And today I am grateful for the water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, because sin reigned on man from Adam until Moses. And we are thankful to God that at that time there was no baptism by water. But when the Lord brought by the law, there was now a reason to know your sin, because it was written. Amen. And then he had to baptize souls. Amen. And not only was they baptized under Moses, they were baptized also under John, who was a forerunner for Christ. And when Christ came along, Peter said, you must be baptized, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we want to thank God. They asked a question, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And if you say you believe, then you would have been baptized in water, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And when they heard the truth, they then went down in water. Amen. So did we. Amen. And this glorious gospel is still good today. Yes, yes. that souls are going down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't understand why anyone would not have the truth of this and say, I'm going to be baptized in the name of the Lord. And the name has been revealed to us, and we know now that the name is Jesus. And to make him distinct from any other Jesus, we have the Lord Jesus or Jesus the Christ. Amen. There's been no other one like him that's gone down to the ground and come up and look back at the church and say, like manner, so shall ye. And I believe it. So therefore, I've spoken it. I believe that I am a child of the resurrection. So therefore, I've spoken it. And when you hear me testify, I'm going to testify of how good God is. Because the scripture tells me sin came in by one man. But I want to thank God for the man, Christ Jesus. Because he brought in life. He resurrected us from and snatched us away from the kidnapper that kidnapped us at birth. He wore a mask, but we finally figured him out. He tried to hide behind God's words. Them false preachers, they try to hide behind the Bible and what the Lord said, but they wear a mask. Those are wolves in sheep clothing that can just preach what the words say. But now the light of the gospel is here, that the manifestation of what the word is saying is coming out in someone's life. Someone can say, I've been born again of the water and the spirit. As my text, I'm going to make it plain so you understand your prayer today, that it is written in the book. And when you can find your struggle and your life in the book, then you can say amen to God. Amen. And when you can come in his presence, you cannot come inside the gates without thanking him that you found this small portal. There's a beam of light coming from God down to this earth, and many shall not find it, but the few that do can look up and see this light and thank God for the light of his word that's shining in your hearts. And you can praise him and thank him for that when you enter into his courts. In the book of Romans, the scripture makes it quite plain to us. If you can begin in the 5th chapter, I'm going to get to the 6th chapter because it makes it really plain there for you. That when you understand why it is important to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, Christ himself came and restored us to a state that we lost. Before man sinned, we were all right with God. We were naked before him and didn't care. Didn't mind about it. He didn't have to sin down looking at the cool of the day, try to find out if it had to be sin or not. He left us alone. And we did everything he asked. But when sin entered, then God said, you shall surely die. If you disobey God, you shall surely die. If he said repent and you don't, you shall surely die. If he say be baptized in my name and you find titles and not the name, you shall surely die. If you do not receive the baptism of the Spirit, knowing it for yourself by speaking in tongues as the Spirit will give utterance, if you don't do that, you shall surely die. If you don't repent, if you don't be baptized in water, if you don't receive the Holy Ghost with the tongues and contend for the faith that was once delivered to saints, you shall surely die. If you repent and that's all you do, you shall surely die. If you repent and be baptized and that's all you do, you shall surely die. If you repent, be baptized, and get the Holy Ghost and don't contend, you shall surely die. If you repent, be baptized in water in Jesus' name, receive the Holy Ghost speaking in other tongues, and contend steadfastly until the end, you shall be saved. Now, it's as plain as that. The light of the word is a simple thing. If you follow what he said, you should have the fruit of what it says. There is a terror that is written in God's word that if you don't obey, you shall be damned. In the 9th verse of the 5th chapter of Romans, I'm going to not stay here long because I'm going to move forward. But I want to make it plain to you why it took Christ, who was shapen like you are, but had no sin. But he took blood from man after Ruth got in and mingled the Gentiles' blood with the Israelites' blood so that all men, nations could be manifested on the cross. He has shed the blood for all of humanity. And when he sent back the Holy Ghost, he would give the church something to keep it. But it was that dying and that death that he took on that gave us remission of sins. And when he died, we got the remission when we received the baptism, taking on his death. Like unto his death, when you came out of the water, you manifested then the revelation that I'm going to also rise again and take on the resurrection to God. And as you walked a few more days, when the Lord called you on the third day, you're going to come up out of the ground. You're coming out of the dust and you're going to walk on the clouds. Amen. Just like they saw him going up, like manner, so shall ye. Amen. You've come short of that glory of God, but you shall obtain it. Amen. If you contend steadfastly for the faith that was once delivered to saints. Let's just make the thing plain. If you're a fool, you should not err. This is the gospel that you must obey if you want to meet the Lord in peace. I'm under great strain, restraint, and bonds to preach this message when I want to really talk to the church. I got chains on me at the present time because I want to talk to the church, to them that have overcome this world and realize what the Holy Ghost has done for them. I am bound now, and I'm going to preach it quick so I can talk to the church. I want to encourage myself, my heart, my soul, how God has preserved me from when the word first came and Moses wrote it down until John wrote in the last book to Bishop Johnson came in the light to Bishop Shelton kept the light to Bishop Nehemiah restored until now the light of all of God's gospel is reigning before the church and the church want to hear what God has to say instead of what man is doing. But I'm going to get free. And I'm going to talk to the church because my soul doth magnify the Lord. When I consider what he did for me, when he got on the cross and died, he gave me the remission of all sin that went all the way back to Adam messing up. All the way to Moses when he wrote a law saying, now if you do against this, you sin. But he came and fulfilled all that Moses had done. And John began to baptize unto the repentance. Yes. And then Peter brought in the baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We've had three baptisms, but now we have one. And all of it is for the remission of sin. Now you can say it was an inward grace for an outward showing for inward grace, whatever foolishness you want to make up. But if you don't go down in water and find that watery grave, you can never pick up life on your way out of the grave. Amen. He's showing you, you're not going to stay in the grave. Amen. He said, you're going to know I am the Lord when I open it. And he's opened it for us. He got the church revived. Hell did not hold the church. Amen. We are in him. Yes. He is in us. Amen. And he's going to manifest to the world one day. Here are my jewels. Yes. And we're going to come forth. Amen. The scripture said, much more than being now justified by his blood. Yes. We shall be saved
wrath through him.
When God anger kindle a fire, we shall be saved.
Amen. From wrath.
For if.
When we were enemies.
When we were enemies.
We were reconciled to God by the death of his son.
We were then reconciled back to God, that estate we lost in the Garden of Eden. When that child died, that son died on the cross, he brought us back to him.
Amen.
We didn't need heifers. We didn't need turtle doves. We didn't need blood of goats. We didn't need the blood of nothing no more.
Amen.
We had the precious blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes.
Much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
Yes.
And not only so.
Not only so.
But we also joy in God.
We joy in God through
our Lord Jesus
Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ.
By whom we have now received the atonement.
Amen. You hear it already. See, I want to talk to the church.
Yes.
He didn't harden our hearts against him. Hallelujah to God. We received it now. He redeemed our souls and made it possible for the church to say, Father, Lord, how long do we have to tarry in this state? But he said, be patient. Just live a holy, righteous life while you're walking among the land of the living. I'm going to snatch you out one day. But we know him now. And better yet, he knows us.
Amen.
He knows them that are his.
Yes, he does. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world.
Hallelujah to God. Adam brought it in.
Amen.
But God didn't let us be born in that day.
Amen.
He waited till the ground was stained with his blood.
Yes, Lord.
Then he molded us out of that clay.
Thank you,
hallelujah to God. Something else was mixed in there when he made us.
Yes, it was.
We're going to fool death. We're going to trick death.
Yes,
hallelujah, God. We're going to lay down one life and pick up another.
Yes,
we're going to pick it up.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
We're going to yield up the ghost. But my God, we're going to take on the kingdom. Hallelujah to God. Yes, now.
As one by one man sin entered into the world.
Yes.
And death by sin.
Death came because of sin.
And so death passed upon all men.
Look what passed on them. But I'm going to show you the precious blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Lord, just help me.
Yes, Lord.
It's difficult for me to do this kind of broadcast to help some heathen who don't know God, don't want to know God, but somehow we still got to preach it. So they won't have no excuse to say, I didn't hear, that I had to repent of my sins, that I had to go down in water in the name of Jesus Christ. No one told me why. So I've got to preach it, that you must repent. You must go down in water in the name of Jesus Christ. You've got to receive the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues. That's your sign that you now have the indwelling Christ.
Amen.
That you can have the same thing that we're going to have when he appears.
Amen.
Yes.
Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world.
Yes.
And death by sin.
Yes.
And so death passed upon all men.
Passed on all men.
For that all have sinned.
All of them have sinned.
For until the law, sin was in the world.
Until the law.
Amen.
I knew it was written.
Yes. Yes.
Until Moses came.
That's right. Yes. Or until the law.
And gave him the law. When the Lord put him on the mount, he said, write now on tablet, these tables.
Yeah.
And Moses began to write down the voice of God
yes.
on a piece of brick.
That's right.
Moses wrote down God's words in the beginning.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. God created the heavens and the earth.
Yes.
And we believe it all by faith
Amen.
That all of this happened as Moses got it from God.
Yes.
Yes.
For unto the law,
yes.
sin was in the world.
Yes.
But sin is not imputed when there is no law.
Amen.
From Adam to Moses. Where's Abraham? He's in that period.
Amen.
So it was imputed for him for righteousness.
Righteousness.
The blessedness of the Lord rained down on Abraham, yes. the father of all, the father who will be the for all nations yes. that shall come and receive Christ.
Yes.
You could not, all nations couldn't come until after Pentecost.
That's right. That's right.
We couldn't come Amen. And claim Father, Abba, until Pentecost.
Amen.
But my God, now that it come, that woman said, give me the crumbs from your table.
That's right.
And the Lord had to say, I hadn't found that kind of faith in all of Israel. But he held the apostles back. Don't go to them. But he gave us Paul in due time. Peter had to come to us also. And started at Cornelius' house. My God has been raining down on us ever since. But yes, let's make
nevertheless,
sense. Nevertheless,
death reigned from Adam to Moses.
There it is. It's in there.
Amen.
Death reigned.
From Adam to Moses.
From Adam to Moses.
Even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression.
Who is the
figure? Who is the figure of him that was to come?
Hallelujah to God. He's come now.
Yes, sir.
So while death was reigning, when the law came, none of them was able to keep it. But now, we are under God's grace.
Amen.
And he leaves it to you. Will you come to me? Will you hearken to my words? Will you hear the words and repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin and receive the Holy Ghost? Yes.
But not as the offense.
Yes.
So also is the free gift.
Also is the Holy Ghost. Yes.
For if through the offense of one, many be dead.
Many be dead.
Much more the grace of God.
How in God's grace is so sufficient? To free all.
Amen.
That if someone asks you, are you worthy of this freedom?
Yes. Yes.
Say, Christ has made me free.
Yes. Yes.
I am free indeed. Yes. Yes.
Much more the grace of God.
Yes.
And the gift by grace.
By grace.
Which is by one man.
Which is by one man.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hath abounded unto many.
It even come to us.
Amen.
It's even come to us.
And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift.
So is the gift.
For the judgment was by one to condemnation.
But the free gift
is of many offenses unto justification.
How marvelous is God. You can read the rest for yourself. I need the sixth chapter of Romans, and I got to go fast to get it into you. To make this all make sense to you before you leave. This is a victorious prayer that was prayed that your faith wouldn't fail. And God has gotten the victory in the world when you are still believing God by faith.
Amen.
He said, what shall we say then?
What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin?
Shall we continue in sin?
That grace may abound.
That grace may abound. God forbid.
God forbid.
God forbid.
How shall we?
How shall we?
That are dead to sin live any longer therein?
You're dead to it.
Amen.
And if you're dead, you can't sin.
Amen.
A dead man can't sin.
Amen.
Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah.
A dead man can't sin.
That's plain.
Yes, come on now. We're dead to it.
Amen. Know ye not.
We took on his death when we took on his baptism.
Yes.
We died.
Yes.
Amen. A dead man can't sin now. It's just this old wretched flesh.
Yes.
Ain't no good thing in it.
Nothing.
But I'm going to make this thing plain to you. Amen. That there is a carnal mind. Get that for me. There's a carnal mind and there's a spiritual mind, and they're at war. The carnal mind is not subject to God's laws.
That's right. Neither can it be.
Neither can it be.
That's right.
Yes.
Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death?
This is why it's so important. To be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ so you can take it on.
Amen.
Go ahead and die to the world.
Yeah.
Let the Lord take the world out of you and you out of the world.
Amen.
Yes.
Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death.
The man of God said, baptism now doth save us.
Amen.
So when somebody come and tell you, you don't have to be baptized, they are liar. They are from the pit of hell. I don't care if he stands on the corner of 22nd, in the middle of 22nd in Bainbridge, or wherever he stands and say, you don't need baptism now, he's a liar.
Amen.
Every soul must be baptized. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you're going to find the remission from sin, you're going to find it in the water. If you want the remission from sin, you must go to the water. Even at Cornelius' house, when they got the Holy Ghost first, Peter said, I command you to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. There was a commandment. When he heard the Holy Ghost was abiding, he said, I command you now to be baptized. Yes.
Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism.
Yes.
Unto death.
Unto death.
That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father.
Yes.
Even so we also should walk in newness of life.
You going to walk how?
In newness of life.
Not in death anymore.
Right.
We are now in life. Yes.
For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death.
We were planted in the likeness of his death.
We shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection.
It is written. I'm finding you in the book. I'm finding your life in the book. Yes.
Knowing this.
Knowing, if you know this.
That our old man is crucified with him.
The old thing that we had on from our mother's womb. We took that thing and nailed it to his cross.
Our old man.
When we believe the gospel that was preached.
Is crucified with him.
Our old man then got crucified with him.
That the body of sin might be destroyed.
How else did you do this other than the water baptism.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sin.
Amen. That henceforth.
Henceforth.
We should not serve sin.
We should not serve sin.
For he that is dead is free from sin.
Can't sin dead.
Amen. He that is dead is freed from sin.
Thank God. Yes.
Now if we be dead with Christ.
If we be dead with Christ.
We believe that we shall also live with him.
I believe. Therefore have I spoken.
Amen.
If I died with him.
That's right.
I believe.
Amen.
I'm going to live with him.
I'm going to live with him. Amen.
Yes.
Knowing that Christ being raised from the dead. Dieth no more.
Dieth no more.
Death hath no more dominion over him.
Death now has no dominion over him. Yes.
For in that he died unto sin once.
Once.
But in that he liveth unto God.
So do we now, thank
God.
Glory
to God.
Likewise.
Likewise. Reckon.
Glory to God. Not going to leave the church out.
Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin.
Hallelujah to God.
But alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal
body. Don't let it reign.
Ye should obey it in the lust thereof.
Neither yield.
Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin.
Don't sin against God. And make up another God and put him up there with God and say he's up there to God.
Amen.
Don't let your body be used as an instrument of unrighteousness.
Amen. But yield yourselves unto God.
Yield yourself to God and you'll say, Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord. Yes. Lord.
Yield yourselves unto God.
Yes.
As those that are alive from the dead. As those that are alive from the dead.
You might as well be with them that have overcome all things.
Amen.
And they are alive now in Christ. He Amen. Is not the God of the dead. He is the God of the living.
Amen.
You might as well count yourself with them.
But yield yourselves unto God.
Yes.
As those that are alive from the dead.
Yes.
And your members as instruments of righteousness unto God.
For sin.
For sin shall not have dominion over you.
Say that again for me.
For sin shall not have dominion over you.
So where's death?
Has no hold. Left it in that grave.
Hallelujah, God. You give yourself over to Christ and say, I want to repent of my sins.
Amen.
I want to go down in water in your
yes.
name. does anybody baptize in the name, you can come here to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We'll put you down in the water. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And then we will baptize you and wait till the water clears away and then give you a promise that you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. We'll send you off to dry off, but keep you wet in God as that well of living water comes up in your belly. We'll send you to the altar calling on his name, Jesus. 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 Let days pass. Let years come. Let 25 years and you still saying, Jesus. Jesus. Calling on the one, my God, that has the power to set you free. And he'll set you free. He gave you a sign to let you know when you are free indeed. He gave you a sign that when heaven has a speech to magnify himself, you just stand back and listen and say of a truth, I have been filled with the Holy Ghost, because now heaven can communicate with himself in me and I don't have nothing to say. Let God speak. And I'll stand back and listen and say, what a marvelous thing, and my soul will begin to rejoice that I hear heaven talking to himself. Hallelujah to God, because now he's in me. He got a speech in me that he's still up in glory, talking down to little old me and encouraging my heart to now contend for the faith that I delivered to you, that I gave you faith, that I'll keep you from falling. Now unto him that is hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. You don't have a speech when the Holy Ghost comes. That's God magnifying himself. Heaven's talking now. He found a temple where he can abide. A soul say, I'll give up and I'll lend my members to God's righteousness. Hallelujah to God. Get this quick now.
For sin shall not have dominion over you.
Sin. Read it again.
For sin shall not have dominion over you.
And don't you think that it does.
For ye are not under the law.
You are not under the law.
But under grace.
God has put you under him.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God.
There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus.
Can't condemn you now.
Who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit.
There is no condemnation now. Because you're in Christ Jesus.
For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death.
I tell you the truth. My soul doth magnify the Lord of hosts. Come on. Read it on down. Go on.
For the law of sin, excuse me, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
Yes.
For what the law could not do.
What it couldn't do.
In that it was weak through the flesh.
Yes, Lord.
God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit.
But he put us in the spirit.
For they that after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh.
Not us. We don't look for an easy way. We don't look to change what the apostles have laid down.
Amen.
And said, I suffer not a woman to wear a man's garments. We don't make a way to say, well, that's a man's pants and this is a woman's pants.
Amen.
We say men's garments. Men wear pants, women don't wear them.
Amen.
Men don't
Amen.
Wear dresses, you stay out of pants.
Amen. Amen. But
we don't look for an easy way to say, well, since the world's celebrating Easter and Christmas, we might as well celebrate it too. No, we find a way to stay away from the world.
Amen.
And we're going to stay in rooted and grounded in what the apostles gave the church. Say, have no pleasure in worldly things.
Amen.
You're not going to find a way to get around what was preached to make it easy for the flesh. Yes.
But they that are after the Spirit.
They after the Spirit.
The things of the Spirit.
We're minding the things of the Spirit.
For to be carnally minded is death.
Don't think you need the water baptism. You go be dead.
Amen. To be carnally minded is death.
And you'll never live again. But if you take on Christ.
But to be spiritually minded.
Be spiritually minded.
Is life and peace.
Life. Take it on.
Because the carnal mind
take
is
it on.
Enmity against God.
That is God. That was that mind that woman had that thought she could go up there and do what God said don't do. And that mind that woman had, that still that mind is in the world today. When a woman say, well, I can preach. God has already laid it down and said, don't. She said, well, I'm not going to suffer no more. I ain't going to be silent no more. I'm going to go out there and preach too. If a man can preach, I can. That mind is still living. But you can't find that mind in the church. Hallelujah to God. As the women come together to talk about how God has put them in the church and for what purpose God has put them in the church to look after souls and nurture souls and have souls go after God and have faith in God. When they were sick, they said, now if you don't see me no more.
Yeah, that's right. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Know this. My God, I'm going to have a testimony if you contend after what I've been contending in. You, these doors might close on me, but let me tell you, you're going to know I am the Lord. When my grave get open, I want to see that there's somebody that took me at my word, that I didn't bring forth my children in vain, that somebody's going to follow the truth of God. My mother didn't die in vain. Hallelujah to God. When she told us to go after God. I remember now. Hallelujah to God. But I thank him for what he's done. When she was laying on the bed, she said, I'm dying. She said, I'm dying. And my father looked at her. And when she said, I was dying, she turned her speech. She said, Lord, give me a few more days. Just give me a few more days. And the Lord raised her up and gave her 3 months. Hallelujah to God. But I praise him and I thank him. Yes. Holy Ghost had me to call her hospital room. And I talked to my sister. I said, try to wake her. Because I knew she wasn't there. I said, try to wake her. But my sister sat with her all night as she slipped on off to be with the Lord. I said, try to wake her. She couldn't get her to wake up. She said, Mama, Mama. But Mama couldn't answer because she was going on to the rest. Hallelujah to God. And they took on. And I sat in a room where they tried to revive her. But the Holy Ghost said, go out. I'm going to leave that resurrection that I know that's in the gospel you preach. I'm going to leave it by her bedside. So you don't have, hallelujah. You don't have to come this way no more. I want to praise and I thank him because I know of a truth. I know he's the Lord. And I know he's going to open a grave. She didn't want to come this way. Sister Washington, she was like you. She said, I'm not going over there to be with them old holy rollers. I'm not going over there. But hallelujah to God, got a hold of her heart. Yes, my Lord. Hallelujah to God, she made a change. She said, I thank God I'm one of them today. I didn't think I was going to be one of them. But hallelujah, she died in faith, saying, I know the Lord is able. And she said, I am a child of the resurrection. And a resurrection to life everlasting. And today the women are coming to praise and thank God that from their wombs they brought forth men, sons of men, and taught them you got to obey God. You got to take what the word of the Lord say in all of his fullness. And if God sends down an angel from heaven, I advise you to obey what that angel say, because it's going to be on your head. It won't be on mine. If he said repent, then you repent. If he said go down in water, you go down in water. If he said tarry, then you tarry. If they seem like they want to be a little stubborn, hallelujah, God, you turn your face to the wall. Turn your plate down and you start praying. Say, I want my children. You told me the promise was unto me. You told me the promise was unto my children and all of them that are far off. And here we are, far off from Pentecost. But my God, the promise is raining down on us. And I can tell my children, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. No woman want death on her children. Hallelujah to God. No woman want her children to die and never live again. Hallelujah. God say, follow me as I follow Christ. But seem like they've gone the way of all flesh. But hallelujah, but God finds a remedy. He said, I'll give you a way of escape. She find a righteous soul that goes down in water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. And God then joins her to a righteous man, because that forgiveness of sin goes all the way back to the sin that Adam went against God, and God wipes it out and say, now you're free from sin. And nothing now can harm her because God has set her free. When you tell your children, you must speak in tongues. And if you hear yourself speaking in tongues, you know then that it's God speaking to himself. Hallelujah to God. You ain't got to have any speech. Let God talk to himself and you listen out for it. And then you are a witness. Hallelujah to God. You hear your child magnifying God. Hallelujah to God. You hear your baby. Hallelujah. Say, let me call Bishop and tell Bishop I receive. Hallelujah, the Holy Ghost. And all the saints of God are listening out for God to magnify himself and to come down in the congregation of the holy. Say, will you feel this soul also? And heaven says, sure I will. That's my promise. We see ourselves in the book. Hallelujah to God. We see that we went down in water and found a watery grave. And we left that old man in the water. And we came up in a new life. Hallelujah to God. Clean, ready now to receive the Holy Ghost. And they sent us away tarrying after God. And hallelujah, that carnal mind to walk the way of all the flesh. We left that behind. And we're thanking God that even if we slipped, my God, when we got big enough to do what we want to do. But God didn't forsake us like we forsook, hallelujah, like we forsook him. But he turned us around. Hallelujah, God. He turned our minds back to him. He said, I'll heal your backsliding. And I won't let you go back no more. I'm going to hold on to you forever now. I'm going to give you a mind to contend after me. Hallelujah to God. And I can tell you of a truth that is true. And I stood with the man of God, and one somebody had backslid for years and didn't think they could ever be saved. But the man of God stopped what he was doing and said, there's a soul that want to come back to the church, come back to God. Hallelujah to God. And I didn't think it was so, but he said it's so. Hallelujah to God. I called to check it. Hallelujah to God. And when I checked it, I found it even so, that you can't send up a prayer and the man of God don't jump in and intercede and say, Lord, I know you're able. I know you're able. They are in trouble. I know you're able. Man of God, intercede. Hallelujah, God. The man of God, intercede. And tell God to do it. Hallelujah, God. He said, do it, Lord. I made a phone call and I checked it, and he was just like he said. It was just like he said. He said, my head is like a faucet. When the saints of God start praying, I can't turn it off. I got to be there to send it up as a sweet savor. And he's going on to the rest. Now I stand in his shoes. And I send it up as a sweet savor. I give you the light of God's word and tell you God has made you the children of the resurrection. Let me tell you, death has no dominion over you. I can't talk to false folks right now. I got to talk to myself. How good God's been to me. How he took me out of the sinful world and set me free. I can't talk to the sinful world no more. I got to talk to the church and tell you, don't turn back no more. Just don't turn back no more. Contend for the faith that was once delivered. If God heals your backsliding, praise him forevermore. When you heal your backsliding, hallelujah, God. So many got lost out there. So many got trapped out there. Some of them never see the light of day again. Hallelujah to God. But when you think about how good God been to us, that he sent us Nehemiah, that Nehemiah said, I'm going to restore the church. I'm going to bring you back to God. I'm going to put you back on the beaten path. And I'm not going to let you go back on God no more. And when God heals your backsliding, you ain't going nowhere no more. You're praising throughout eternity. Hallelujah to God. You can talk to God and tell him, I want to thank you. How you put my mother in the truth. My God, how you took her down. She died in the truth. And hallelujah to God, I'm going to meet her and say, I want to thank you. How you hot. I want to thank you. How you died and showed me a testimony. Showed me how she trusted in God, though. Man of God said she'll be all right. Hallelujah to God. He knew he'll see her in the resurrection to life. Hallelujah to God. If you follow mama, hallelujah God, you'll be all right. Mama, the Lord found her in the backwoods. Hallelujah to God. Went on out in the backwoods. Send the voice of God, man, over the radio. Say you must repent of your sins. You must go down in water. Hallelujah to God. They came out of the woods looking for water. Is there somebody near where I live that can put me down in water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin? Mama's going on. Daddy backslid. But I'm going to stay here where mama said. I'm going to stay here where mama said. Hallelujah to God. I'm going to meet mama. If that old sorry daddy don't, I'm going to meet the Lord. Let me tell you how good God is. He took the sting of death off us. We got a part in the first resurrection. But everything that is holy. Hallelujah. God, just going to go on up to meet the Lord. We're just going to fly on away. We got the prince in the sand. We got the prince on the sea. But we got God's footprints also in the air. Going on up to glory. We're going to go. We're going to go someday. Hallelujah to God. But we want to thank him now that he's given us this revelation that death has no dominion over us. That he died on the cross for us and that he took the sin from Adam to Moses. From Moses to Christ, he wiped it out on his cross. And the Holy Ghost came in to abide forevermore. Thank you, Lord. And to keep me as long as God have me walking among the living. I'm going to testify how good he is. I'm going to testify how good he's been to my mother. How he brought her on the truth when she wanted to be stubborn. And not come this way, but God said you're coming. Hallelujah to God, because there's some seed in you. There's some seed in you. I want to worship me in spirit. And I want to worship me in truth. And here we are today because of mama making a sacrifice to come this way.
Thank you for tuning in to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith radio broadcast. Join us where everyone will be uplifted, young and old. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org.
And keeping my seed, I'm flying to heaven. And keeping my seed, I'm flying to heaven. Even keeping my seed, I'm flying to heaven. In good words, I thank the Lord that's keeping me. The Lord has keeping me. It's a wonder how we made it over. Jesus has been keeping me. If you wonder how I made it over. Keep it free.
praise him again, because he's been keeping us alive. If you wonder how we made it over, we'll tell you it's been the Lord. Jesus been keeping me. Jesus been keeping me. Jesus been keeping me. Jesus been keeping me. If you wonder how I made it over, I tell you, Jesus been keeping me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I think we are ready. We as a child that's ready to be born, we put ourselves in position and we're ready for the pressures of life, because we're ready to be born again. We're ready to be born again. We're ready to be born again.
Thank you for tuning in to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith radio broadcast. Join us where everyone will be uplifted, young and old. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org.